Hey, this is Paul Hitchcock with Barth Calderon, the estate, asset protection, and business planning firm. Thanks for jumping on. And what I'm talking about today is really related to think giant when it comes to entrepreneurial activity. And here's what I mean by that is our firm puts on about 40 to 50 workshops a year all across the country to many incredible organizations like Vistage International, Tiger 21, the California Apartment Association, and just a ton of others. And so I get to talk to a lot of these business owners, entrepreneurs, and I've learned so much. For example, we're the number one firm right now helping Amazon sellers with their asset protection, estate planning, business planning. So I've talked to a lot of sellers, met with them all over the country, and they're awesome. The business that's going on there right now is just phenomenal. People starting their business with $100 in their garage. They're doing $1.5 million a month right now. And it's just in San Francisco recently, meeting with a couple Amazon sellers who are just killing it. And so love that space, learning so much about it. And so I'm talking to all these owners, entrepreneurs everywhere, and I hear their stories. I hear how they built their businesses, stumbles they've had, successes, challenges, and it's awesome. And there is a common thread that's woven throughout my discussions with these entrepreneurs, and that they think giant. They think big, meaning that when they start their businesses or they're growing their businesses, they tend to think about the big picture, looking down from above, and how all the pieces are tied together in their total and complete life. For instance, they're not just thinking about the business, but they're thinking about how their personal life integrates with the business. They're thinking about planning from all levels, whether it's tax planning, asset protection, estate planning, business planning. And they think about this, and they look at it like a blueprint, and they want the dots connected. And so part of what I hear from these owners and what our experts here at our firm discover when we dive deeper into the planning is that many of them have holes in the planning, and there's liability there from getting hurt from unforeseen things that happen in life, lawsuits, business partnership breakups, divorce, car accidents, you name it. Life is random. We all know that. And so the problem is that these entrepreneurs are so busy running their companies, thinking about, how to make sure all the pieces are coordinated, that oftentimes, because there isn't a planning quarterback involved in helping them, that there's holes. And then they get hurt personally and in their business because something happens. And so the theme here is that these owners are craving a quarterback to come in and pull it together for them, because they're already thinking, like a giant, big picture, giant landscape, but they just need somebody to come in, quarterback, that they can lean on and say, okay, I want my planning blueprint. I don't have hours and hours and hours and days and months to spend trying to figure it out. And I have a bunch of advisors, but I'm talking to this guy over here. He has one opinion. I'm talking to this woman over here. She's got another opinion. And they don't all agree. So it just becomes a massive pain in the neck to try to get anything done. And so the planning is disparate. There's holes in it. It's spotty. And opportunities are missed. Or a lot of times inertia just sets in and things don't get done at all. And so that's what this post is about. Think giant. Is if you're an entrepreneur, business person, executive, think big. How are all your planning pieces connected? Taxes, estate planning, asset protection, business planning, insurance. How do they all fit together? Do you have your own blueprint? And is it running efficiently? And are you updating as life goes on? Life's static. Your life changes. Laws change. Planning needs to be bendable and move along with you. And so, who's your quarterback? And when you think giant, think in those terms, making sure the pieces are coordinated. And this is not just for people who are multimillionaires running three or four businesses. This is even people who are executives at a company, have a family. Do you have your blueprint in place? Are you comfortable with it? Do you have a quarterback to lean on for your own stuff? So the way to do it is whoever helps you, find that person, that company that can be your quarterback, has the expertise in-house, has a collaborative team that can help you to get organized and then stay with you as you move along through life. It's a great process when you can find it. So thanks so much for jumping on. See you next time.